am All-Star Angela, and you're right here in our city on Radio Disney AM 590. We have a goal here. It's to discuss the many topics of importance to everybody out there in the community. The show's going to air each and every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. So go ahead and mark your calendars to join us here each and every week. This week, we're talking to my good friend, David Mizajewski, and he's here today to talk to us about the great outdoors and the great American outdoor campout. Good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
That is wonderful. Well, David, let's jump right in and get to know you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, and a naturalist is pretty much just someone who knows a lot about the natural world and wildlife and nature and is able to interpret in sort of regular terms that regular folks can understand some of the more scientifically complex concepts out there. And essentially just, you know, I'm an educator and a communicator, and it's my job to get people excited about wildlife and nature.
Absolutely. So when you were growing up, were you that little boy that liked to play in the woods?
I sure was, yeah. I always tell people that I'm a born nature geek. Ever since I was a little kid, I loved being outside. I loved running around in the woods, whether it was with my friends or just by myself, and turning over rocks and logs and seeing what critters were under there and trying to learn as much as I could just through experience. And so unfortunately, my mother had to deal with a lot of muddy clothes and scratched knees, and I was constantly getting poison ivy. But, I wouldn't change it for the world, because that experience as a kid getting outside really was important in helping me kind of develop my love of nature and got me to where I am today.
Absolutely. And how great is it that you can wake up every morning and truly love and enjoy what you do every day?
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely not something that I take for granted.
Perfect. So, a naturalist, how long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been with National Wildlife Federation for almost 11 years, and it's kind of interesting because I started out working kind of behind the scenes on the program side of things, and as things have developed, I wrote a book back in 2004 about gardening for wildlife, which is one of the programs that National Wildlife Federation has to encourage people to get outside and get a little bit of fresh air while doing something good for wildlife. And my book got turned into a series that aired on Animal Planet from 2005 to 2008 that I hosted. And so I started doing TV appearances and TV work as a naturalist. And nowadays, my job is to do that work, but instead of, again, doing it at a nature center or at a zoo or at a park or someplace like that, I make TV appearances and talk about wildlife and nature. I do a monthly appearance on the Today Show where I bring on live animals. And in fact, I'm going to be on the Today Show on June 23rd. So if everybody out there wants to tune into that, it's going to be about the Great American Backyard Campout, which I know we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Absolutely. That's so cool that you've been able to create a career on being out in the environment and in the wilderness and dealing with animals. And I think that's amazing how you've stuck with it for so many years since you were a child and truly have that passion for it. Well, before
we jump into
that camp out, can you explain to me a little bit about the National Wildlife Federation? Explain to me a little bit more what that's all about.
Sure, yeah. We are one of the largest and oldest conservation organizations in the U.S., and our mission is to inspire Americans to protect wildlife for our children's future, which is pretty direct and straightforward. It kind of says what we're all about. We're about protecting wildlife, but, you know, we want to do it by getting the American people inspired to take action. And it's not just for the sake of wildlife, which are important in and of themselves, and it's not even just for us. It's for the future, because we know that unless we take a stance and make changes now, that we are not going to have the beautiful wildlife and the natural world that we have today for future generations. And we don't want to be the generation that, you know, gives our kids and grandkids less than what we had. And that's unfortunately what we're on the path to do unless we make some serious changes. But the National Wildlife Federation has been around for 75 years. This is actually our 75th anniversary, which is pretty amazing when you stop and think about it. We're all about bringing grassroots people together. And so back in 1936, we were formed when all sorts of people with an interest in the outdoors, everyone from bird watchers to hunters and anglers to gardeners and just, you know, general wildlife lovers came together back then and from all around the country and put their voices together so that we could give a voice to wildlife, which, of course, can't speak for itself, and let our elected officials know, both in Washington and on the state level, that, you know, we want to protect wildlife and we want to keep natural spaces out there for wildlife's benefit and for people's benefit. And the great thing is that we've remained true to that mission to this day. We're still a federation. We've got state affiliates, separate organizations that come together and give a grassroots voice for wildlife. You know, we do a whole bunch of different kinds of work, everything from working on the issue of climate change, global warming, which is just a huge issue that's affecting our entire planet and many, many different wildlife species, not to mention people. We also obviously do a lot of work to protect wildlife, endangered species, and its habitat. And then the third area that we really focus that work is connecting people with nature, because we know that unless people have a direct contact with the natural world, they're never really going to develop a love and an appreciation for it, and kids in particular. So we've got a lot of programs that are all about doing just that, connecting people with nature.
That's wonderful. And how exciting is it that it's your 75th anniversary?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm actually calling in from Los Angeles. We just had a big event, and lots of stars were here to help us celebrate. Jack Hanna was here doing an animal presentation, so we had some really cool North American wildlife, the species that the National Wildlife Federation has actually helped to protect and in some cases helped save from extinction, everything from bald eagles and alligators to wolves and mountain lions. So it was a great event and celebrating, you know, a really great milestone for us.
Absolutely, and it says a ton that so many people can get behind a federation like that and really work with their mission and their goals for so many years to help all the families and the kids out there make sure what they have now, their kids will have 20 years from now.
That's right, and 30 and 50 and 100 and 200.
Absolutely. Well, we're here today to talk to all the families out there about the outdoors and camping, and you touched on it briefly, but it is so important to be aware of the environment around us. Why do you feel that it is important to get out in front of the families and really just educate them on the importance of our environments?
Well, you know, we're seeing a really disturbing trend here in America, and it's what we've started calling the indoor kid trend. And what's happened over the last 20 or so years is that Americans in general, but kids in particular, are spending more and more time indoors in a sedentary kind of fashion in front of electronic screens. So kids, you know, the average school kid today in America spends almost 8 hours a day indoors, either watching TV, on their computer, playing video games, in front of their smartphone, text messaging, and that's almost 8 hours a day, every day, and almost no time, just a few minutes per day outside. At the same time that we're seeing that trend, you know, escalate, we're also seeing rising rates of childhood obesity. We're seeing attention deficit issues. We're seeing childhood obesity rates skyrocket. And all of the research that has been done on these issues shows very clearly that getting outside is a great way to combat all of these, you know, these negative, you know, consequences of this indoor lifestyle that we're leading. So, for example, kids that get to go outside and play are much less likely to be obese. They're more physically fit. They're less likely to have allergies. They have better immune systems. They, you know, they're less likely to have vitamin D deficiencies. They're less likely to be nearsighted. They do better on standardized testing. They have better logical and creative skills because they're out there having to make decisions on their own with their peers versus kind of being, you know, sort of led in a video game or told what to do in a very structured environment like they so often are indoors. So that's why the National Wildlife Federation really tries to give people as many options as possible to help get their kids and their families outside, because we know it's a really good thing for the health of our nation's youth. And let's face it, adults could use some more outside time, some more fresh air, some more exercise too. And ultimately, you know, in addition to all those great health benefits that people are going to get when they go outside, like I was saying earlier, we know that unless people actually experience nature and get to observe wildlife and the wonderful wild spaces of our country, whether they're out in the wilderness or literally in their own backyards, people are never going to appreciate and develop a love of those things. And, you know, again, come future generations or, you know, the generation today when they're adults, you know, if they've never had a personal experience in nature, they're not going to care about it. And that's a scary thought.
Absolutely, because I have so many memories just growing up myself where we would play in the small river in the back, and we'd go outside and we'd just play in the woods, and your creativity can just run endlessly when you're out there with no video games or anything like that, and you're having to figure things out on your own.
Absolutely, yeah, and that really is what it's all about, and that's why the concept of unstructured playtime is so important, because sports are great, obviously. They give the kids a lot of physical activity, but even sports aren't going to meet this need because they are structured. And again, the kids are in a situation where they have the rules of the game, and they have their coaches and they have their referees, and it's very structured. They get the physical part of the outdoor time, but they don't get the creative part. And you're absolutely right. When you are a kid and you're out running around inventing games with your friends and and your peers, and even if those games have rules to them, the kids have to come to consensus. They have to solve their own problems. They have to be creative. They have to make their own games and their own toys, and all of those are really important life skills that kids today are really not getting, because we are, in a way, kind of being overprotective maybe as adults and keeping kids close to home and indoors and not letting them go out and play. So it's, ultimately really doing kids a disservice.
Absolutely. Well, I want to stop really quick and remind our listeners that they're listening to the Kids Concern Show, and I'm talking to David from the National Wildlife Federation about really just going outside and enjoying the outdoors and letting your imagination run wild and create new games and really have fun as a child and a parent outside. But I know a really fun activity to do outside is to go camping, correct?
That's absolutely right. And, in fact, one of National Wildlife Federation's big programs, or big annual event that we do every year, is called the Great American Backyard Campout. And it's coming up on Saturday, June 25th. And what it is it's a day of the year that we designated where we really encourage and hope that millions of people all across the country will make the commitment to turn off the TV, silence the cell phone, leave the video games inside, and head outside as a family and just enjoy some good old-fashioned camping fun. And, we call it the Great American Backyard Campout just to get across the idea that you don't have to pack up and go out to Yellowstone or go out into the wilderness somewhere to have a really fun, positive nature experience. Nature literally is right outside our doors. And sometimes all you got to do is go into your backyard and pitch a tent, or even just throw out some sleeping bags and sleep under the stars, and the magic can start to happen.
Absolutely. And speaking of that magic, when you are in the woods or in your backyard in a tent or on a sleeping bag, there's so many fun activities that families can do together while they're camping. What advice do you have for families to kind of start that? Because they want to get ready for June 25th, that big day to take your family and go camping together no matter where it would be, but they don't really know where to start. So
right.
What type of advice would you give for our families to kind of get them jump-started so they are ready to go camping?
That's right. Well, the families are in luck because we've been doing this at National Wildlife Federation for 7 years now, and we have built a really fabulous website that will answer all of those questions. And it's a place to go if you want to find out, basic camping tips, camping 101. What do I need to plan for? What do I need to bring? Again, whether you're going out, to a more formal campsite, or you're just going to do it in your backyard, we've got great games and tips and recipes and activities that you can do with your family, literally, again, right in your backyard or wherever you're going to camp. So that website is nwf.org/campout. And when you go there, the first thing that we are hoping people will do is register. And what that does is it really shows your commitment to join this growing movement of people that are just saying enough is enough with this whole negative indoor kid trend. We're making a commitment and joining millions of others of people all around the country that are saying, we're gonna make a conscious choice to make some positive changes in the life of our family. And when you register, of course, you let us know that you're participating, which is good, because the more people that tell us that they're participating, the bigger reach we have and the more we can really make this into a movement.
Absolutely. Now, since you do track kind of the number of families that are going to participate in the campout, do you know how many families participated last year?
Last year there were about 100,000 people that participated, which is huge. So, but it's still a drop in the bucket when you consider all of the millions of people, in the country. So we're hoping to increase that number and get, a few thousand more people. And each year we, again, hope to grow the program. And that's why, each year at this time I go on the radio and I try to go on TV and really talk about it and get as many people as interested and excited about doing this whole idea of the Great American Backyard Campout.
Absolutely. And the one thing I can remember as a child when we were going camping, it's not only just a family activity. It's something that you can invite your extended family, or maybe if you're in a Girl Scout troop or a Boy Scout troop or a church group or anything with a bunch of people, bring them all over. If you don't want to go to a campground, pop up a bunch of tents in your backyard if it's big enough and create that whole group experience while you're camping out.
You've absolutely gotten it, yeah. I mean, the whole idea is it's about bringing people together, whether it's your family, your immediate family, your extended family, your friends, your neighbors, your neighborhood, your Girl Scout troop, your church. And, in fact, one of the things that folks will see when they go to nwf.org/campout is that we have a group campout option. So when you register the fact that you're going to be camping out with us, you can tell us, you know, I'm just kind of doing it with my family right in our own backyard, but you can also do a group camp out. And that, again, is just a different option, and it's a way of getting more people involved. And, you know, in fact, there are a few of these kind of group camp outs that are going on in the Atlanta area. There's one in Roswell going on at the Chattahoochee Nature Center. There's one in Decatur. There's one in, up in Alpharetta. So on the website, you can find those group campsites, and you can join up with them. You know, because maybe you are a novice and you don't want to just do it on your own. Maybe you want to join up with a group of people. Maybe you just want to connect with your community and make this into a community event. So, you know, we've really tried to give people as many options and as much information as possible to help them get outside and just make that commitment again to say, you know, it's important to me, it's important to my kids, it's important to my family that we get back outside and experience nature.
Absolutely. Now, you did say that there were some events on the nwf.org/campout website that of events that are going on for the June 25th campout. Now, if there's a group that's got their own that they're doing, can they add that so people can
Absolutely.
Come to their
yeah.
event, or is it just really to find out where you could go?
Nope. When you go to the website, you can register your individual camp event. You can register a new group event, which is what you're talking about. So if you have, a Girl Scout troop or a church group or, you know, just your neighborhood community coming together, you can register that and post it on the website. Or there's a third option. You could join up with an existing one. And the three that I just read were the three existing ones in the Atlanta area. We'd love to see more. And, you know, there's another component of what the Great American Backyard Campout is all about is there's a fundraising connection, too. People, when they come to the website, can actually make an additional donation. And that money goes to support the National Wildlife Federation's work to connect people with nature, and specifically to connect kids with nature. So just like many other charity events, whether it's the breast cancer walk or things like that, where people register there that they're going to be doing it, they raise some extra money. It's a really great way to not only have a really fun experience with your family, know that you're doing the right thing, but to also help the National Wildlife Federation continue to spread this message so that we can have these great programs and get even more people connected to nature.
Absolutely, because we're shooting for more people this year and even more people next year.
That's right.
Now, I know that on your website, you guys also had some really fun camping tips. And I know that sometimes to get parents excited about doing different things they don't do every day is really to kind of get them excited and give them some of those tips. Do you have any of the fun tips that you could maybe, or a few of the fun tips you could leave with our families that are getting excited about camping out on the 25th?
Sure, yeah. Well, like I said, when you go and you register your campout event at nwf.org/campout, you're going to get access to a whole ton of information, so I don't want to give it all away. But I think some basic camping tips are, you know, to keep in mind that even if you're camping in your backyard, you know, you want to be, comfy and you want to be away from bugs. So a tent is a good idea, although it's not 100% necessary. You know, you probably want to have a sleeping bag, and you might want to have a sleeping bag pad under there. You know, even if, again, you're just in your own backyard, you want to remember things like Band-Aids and bug spray and things like that. You want to keep a flashlight handy. If you're going to be having a fire of any kind, whether it's a backyard fire pit or a traditional campfire at a campsite, or even if it's just, you know, your charcoal grill that you're going to be, you know, cooking food on, you want to remember your standard fire safety rules. You know, don't let the fire get out of control. Don't build it too big. If you are out in a more traditional campsite in the woods somewhere, you want to make sure you pay attention to any fire rules. You know, a lot of times at this time of year, things get pretty dry, and so there might be some limitations on fire. But beyond that, you know, there's not a lot of other complexity to just having a fun basic campsite. You might want to plan some fun games. And again, on nwf.org/campout, we've got a whole bunch of different ideas on things that you can do. And here's the thing: it doesn't have to be nature related. The very fact that you're getting outside is the important part. So, if you want to bring your bocce ball set and, before the sun goes down, do that, or, just play catch or whatever, you can do that. Other nature-related things that you can do, and again, we've got a whole bunch of these ideas on the website, are, everything from catching fireflies, and maybe beforehand you decorate your mayo jar that you're going to watch the fireflies in before you release them. Watching the stars is so simple and so easy, and maybe bringing a constellation book so you guys can learn the different constellations and look up. Another fun thing that you can do that's nature related is play sort of the wildlife game of what kinds of wildlife can you, how many wildlife can you observe? Basically doing a nighttime wildlife watch, which is, by the way, another NWF program that we have to help connect people with nature. At nighttime it's a little bit different because you probably won't see the animals. Some of them you will, like fireflies. You might see some moths flying around. But you might actually only hear them. So think of things like owls or crickets or, you might even get lucky and hear a coyote or something howling in the distance. So really the ideas for what you can do to occupy your time as a family outside are endless. And I'll say it one more time. If people go to nwf.org/campout, that's where they can get all these great ideas and more than I could possibly ever go into.
Absolutely. And the cool thing about camping is it can really be a fun and inexpensive activity to do as a family and really do it on your own. It can be fun. It can be easy. And it's just building great memories outside with your family that you'll remember forever.
That's right, yeah. As far as the cheap part or the inexpensive part, I mean, the word staycation has been coined in these last few years as our economy has, we hit the recession and everything. And a lot of families are just feeling the pinch, and they're not necessarily planning vacations where they go away. And so the Great American Backyard Campout is a fabulous way that families can have their very own little staycation and not have to spend a lot of money on plane tickets or driving across country. And even better, one of the national sponsors of the Great American Backyard Campout this year is REI. And REI actually has a camp equipment rental program. So if families don't feel like they want to make the financial commitment of going out and buying a tent or buying sleeping bags if they don't have them, they, for a much more affordable rate, they can go to their local REI store and rent their camping equipment. So that's really great, and you can find out more information about that on the website. And I also want to mention our other sponsor, which is Campgrounds of America. And they, of course, have campgrounds all around America, just like their name says. And so when you go to nwf.org/campout, you can find a local KOA campsite if you want to have more of a, sort of a traditional camping experience, with others that are out, camping, and it's not actually in your backyard.
Absolutely. And you actually brought up a great point. The cool thing about camping is you can camp at a campground, you can camp in your backyard, but with a lot of the families, maybe they'll go see grandma and grandpa, or maybe they'll go see cousins, and you can go camping there too. So it's definitely something that you can really camp and have fun with no matter where you are.
That's right. And, going back to what you said a minute ago about families coming together, to me, I think that's one of the best things about the Great American Backyard Campout. And it's not even necessarily something that we intended when we started this 7 years ago, but we have heard from so many people, so many families that have made this a family tradition, an annual family tradition, and they look forward to it, and they time it, maybe when grandma and grandpa come to visit for the, their weekly visit of the summer, they time it around this event, and we hear so many great stories of intergenerational sharing that otherwise wouldn't have happened. Kids getting to spend time with their older relatives, their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, their cousins, maybe they don't see on a regular basis. It's such a, it's it's such a feel-good thing that I think, you know, even if you don't care about connecting to nature and you don't care about, you know, all the great health benefits that adopting an outdoor lifestyle can bring to you and your kids, you know, the family time alone is worth doing this.
Absolutely. Well, we are actually wrapping up here, David, and I want to give you a chance just to kind of recap what we've been talking about. What would you leave with our listeners on the importance of being outdoors and spending time together and the fabulous Great American Backyard Campout that's coming up?
Well, just that, you know, we have gone down a bad path where, in America, where we're spending far too much time inside in front of electronic devices, and we're having all sorts of negative health consequences, particularly in our kids. And the solution is just to get back outside, and the National Wildlife Federation, part of our mission is to help connect people with nature. And we do that through lots of different programs, and one of the biggest ones is the Great American Backyard Campout. It's happening June 25th, and if folks go to nwf.org/campout, they can find out how they can participate.
Absolutely, and don't forget that you have all of those fun camping tips and advice and camp songs and some recipes and games and activities. So it is definitely a website for all the families out there to log on, check out, get all of the cool information, and register for the event on June 25th.
That's right.
I want to thank you, David, so much for joining Radio Disney Bright and Early this Sunday morning. I have learned so much, and I encourage everybody to definitely, even if you can't make it to a campground, go onto the website, sign up for your camping, and pitch a tent or put some sleeping bags out in your backyard. I also encourage all the listeners to tune in next Sunday at 6 a.m. where we tackle another topic of importance to everybody out there on the Radio Disney AM 590 Kids Concerned Show.